So, did you catch the new episode of Game of Thrones last night? Even though she knows the hit fantasy TV drama will dominate the office chat this morning, Cognoscenti commentator Julie Wittes Schlack has discovered some benefits of not watching.
It began when our youngest daughter left home for college. I deprogrammed the hip-hop stations from the car radio and set the dial to news and jazz. That began my slide down the slippery slope of cultural isolation. When Ryan Seacrest soared to stardom, I didn't know it. Most of my American idols were dead writers and activists. Next thing you know, I was not watching Lost or 24. I knew I was falling far and fast. And I swear to you, I tried to straighten out and get with the program. When The Sopranos debuted, I showed up for every murder and lasagna dinner. Then Don Draper, in his elegant shoes, stepped in to fill the void left by Tony Soprano. And for years, I easily joined in the coffee maker conversation about Mad Men. But my resolution wavered. On a fateful Saturday night, I didn't tune into Breaking Bad. Then entire seasons of House of Cards passed me by. Then came the juggernaut. Even the title, Game of Thrones, turned me off, not to mention the grunts, howls, and splats I heard emerging from the television. Shorn limbs, carnage, and political machinations by competing tyrants all were too reminiscent of the nightly news. And so I'm resigned to another period of cultural cluelessness. Am I a snob? Just reflexively averse to zombies, magic, and men in armor? No. I think I'm just defying the idea that there's another thing, even a pleasurable one, that I must do. And it turns out not watching holds another, deeper benefit. On a recent car trip, I asked my husband to fill me in on Game of Thrones. He talked for 60 miles. What mattered was not the plot, but the fact that his imagination had been excited. And with nothing but his words and the lilting sound of his voice, he animated mine. So, not watching elicited that most natural human activity, storytelling. And that turns out to be really addictive, even with a cast of one.
Julie Wittes Schlack is a writer and business executive. She's also a contributor to WBUR's ideas and opinion page, Cognoscenti. Find her essay and many others at WBUR.org.